Welcome to the Mum Break Podcast, a place where you can feel normal, get helpful information, and laugh your ass off. Hopefully without peeing your pants. I'm your host, Erica, and I have two kiddos. I am not a mom expert, but I do have a zillion hours of therapy under my belt and no filter. I'm on my own journey to find happiness, and I want to help you on the way to yours.
Okay, here we go. Season 3 of the Mum Break Podcast, which, if you've been following along on Instagram, I've actually completely ditched the Mum Break brand, if you will. And to be honest, I don't have the energy in me for a rebrand for the podcast, so it's gonna stay the Mum Break Podcast. I have changed a lot in the last year. And it's funny because before recording this episode, I just went and checked to see when the first episode of season 3 aired. It was actually January 1st, 2021. And right now when I'm recording this, it is February 13th, 2022. But the interesting thing about the last season is that I pre-recorded everything in bulk essentially over the summer. So it was all recorded in the summer of 2020. So all that to say, it's been almost a year and a half since I've actually, for the most part, with a few exceptions of solo episodes, recorded the episodes. Which means that a lot has changed. I struggled a lot with what to do with the podcast, with what to do with the blog, with what to do with my life. You know, the pandemic has, I think, for many of us, changed how we viewed the world, lived our life, and I am absolutely no exception to that. So here I am recording the first episode of season 4, a season that, to be honest, I wasn't sure was going to happen. And I'm going to fiddle with my mic here right now, so sorry. I'm actually going to paint a picture of what I'm doing and where I'm at. I am in my home, in my main bedroom, and I'm making the bed, and I have an iPhone headphone with the, you know, like the little mic that turns it up and down. It's actually a wired headphone, and it's tied awkwardly around my chin, so it's like a little chin strap. And I'm making my bed and cleaning my room. And I'm telling you this because it ties into what I decided to do for this season of the podcast. For a long time, I wasn't going to bring the podcast back at all. A lot of that has to do with all this change that I talked about in terms of what's happened in the last year, year and a half in my life, which has been a big focus on boundaries and time and my priorities. And I'll dig into this a lot, but really, when I look back on my life, what do I want to have done and accomplished? And how do I want to have felt when looking back at my life? And honestly, I wasn't sure if blogging, podcasting, Instagram, and all that stuff was going to be a part of that. And all that to say, I'll walk through that journey in future episodes. But I've decided to keep going with the podcast for at least one more season, but changing things up. It is going to be mostly solo episodes, and it's going to consist of random thoughts and things that, you know, I may be experiencing, maybe controversial, maybe political, maybe whatever, like things that come to mind that I don't necessarily feel comfortable sharing in an Instagram post. And it's going to be on the fly while I'm doing things with my headphones, not produced, very casual, just my two cents. And the reason I decided to do it like this was, you know, a couple things. Number one, it's way easier for me. I think I've talked about this in other episodes, but the idea of just booking a guest takes so much, just like literal time, aside from the energy and finding the appropriate person, the actual logistical time it takes is just something that I don't have the bandwidth or the time for. I could make the time for it, but I would rather be using that time for other things that I've identified are more important in my life. And the bigger reason I decided to do it like this was sort of topic-based moments of my life and things that I'm going through that you may be going through is because the world of social media is wild and confusing right now. And there are so many things that I have such strong opinions on and stances on and things that I want to talk about. But Instagram, quick Facebook posts, stories, even writing doesn't feel like the right place anymore. Not only because it doesn't feel like a safe space, but because without hearing my tone and without me being able to explain myself and my rationale, so often things get lost in translation. People make, myself, I do this all the time, big assumptions based on what you see in one sentence. We all do this. And actually, here's a really good example, because I found, while I'm super conscious of this and trying to work on it in my own life, I found myself doing that in a Facebook mom group post the other day. And we're all guilty of it. I was in a random group and I saw a post just come up on my feed about how this woman, a mother of teens, wanted to have her tubes tied. So the question to the group was, for those of you who have done this, share your experiences, the good, the bad, and ugly. I want to know what to expect because this is something I've decided to do. And my first gut reaction was one of judgment towards her male partner. In the post, she said she doesn't want to have any whoops babies. And the first thing I thought was, well, why doesn't he get snipped, right? Like, why doesn't he have, I can't even remember the correct term, vasectomy. Here we go. I swear, I have, you know, stuff up there at sometimes. That was my first gut reaction. Without any sort of filtering or questioning or challenging the thoughts, it just popped into my head. I am very, you know, pro women's choice and all that fun stuff. But I thought, well, you know what, why doesn't he just get I just said it. Why? Oh my gosh. This is, oh my God. Why? I was just going to use the word snipped. Why doesn't he just get snipped? Because it's so much less invasive. The recovery time's easier, blah, 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 blah. But then I saw a comment, and one of the comments said, well, you know, what if she's single? And that one comment really just threw my critical thinking into full gear. It made me realize that I had jumped to an assumption based on a post that was completely created by my own personal bias and experience. I have a husband. I am a straight woman. I, you know, don't want any more kids. So I was sort of in that, from that perspective, I was sharing the same experience. But because of my personal experience, I thought, well, she should just make her husband have vasectomy. Yes, I got the word. I got there. the struggle is real. But with that one comment, I challenged the way I was thinking and realized that I had just made a horrible, horrible assumption. Not only did I assume that she was in a long-term, you know, monogamous relationship, I assumed that if she did have a partner, that the partner was physically capable of getting it. And I assumed that he was then choosing not to, and that sucked for her. So many assumptions. I mean, I assumed that she was in a monogamous relationship as opposed to, you know, practicing polygamy. I assumed so many things that were incorrect, that were completely based on my own personal experience and bias. And I find that to be one of the biggest challenges with social media is that, well, I mean, you're never going to avoid that altogether, but I have all of these thoughts and experiences and things that I want to share in a candid way from my own lens. And social media doesn't feel like a safe place to do that anymore, not only because it doesn't allow me to paint the full picture because it's just snippets. And, you know, if I'm conscious of this, but still making assumptions, other people are doing it too. And it just doesn't feel like, back to the point of being a safe space, the world right now, so it's February 13th, I live in Ottawa, Canada, we are in the middle of all this trucker business, and that's not what this is going to be about. I'll talk about it another time, I'm sure, but because of that, there's so much divisiveness and so much hate and so much cruelty that I'm witnessing that I have to put my hand up and realize that I don't have the capacity and capability of handling that on my social media platforms. I wish that I did. I truly wish that I was a stronger, tougher person, which is silly to say out loud, because if I heard someone say that, I'm like, well, you don't have to be that. But I wish that I could, you know, share and stand up in those mediums, methods of communication, but I don't have it in me. The amount, and I'll talk about this in future episodes, but the amount of hate and backlash and, you know, meanness and judgment and all that fun stuff that is associated with, you know, larger platforms sharing viewpoints is and can be very, how do I put this without sounding dramatic? Detrimental, let's just say detrimental to mental health. And I'm at the place right now where it's something I need to focus on given everything that's going on in my world. So all that to say, yay, season 4, a season where if, you know, I can easily snag guests, I'll bring them on when I can. But for the most part, thoughts, topics, you know, ideas, experiences, good, the bad, the ugly, from my iPhone on an awkward chin strap headphone microphone on the go, on the fly. Stories more, you know, elegantly flushed out than an Instagram post. Quick, snappy episodes. So thank you if you've listened this far along. I'm excited about this season because I missed being able to share and communicate how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. So that's it for now. Next episode will release who knows when, because I'm not going to have a schedule because I'm practicing being easygoing. I'll let you know how that works out for me as a recovering type A plus person. Bye.